Welcome to the Health Tips Podcast. The Health Tips Podcast is all about fitting in fitness in a busy schedule. And now beyond fitness, it's all about fashion and fun. We speak to Rupal Sidhpura today, who is a magician with yoga. Rupal has been able to solve a number of health issues for people. She specializes in infertility and has delivered results where IVF and other forms of treatment failed. Thank you, Atharva Marcom, India's best full-service public relations firm. With a simple tagline, we make you famous. Whether you need media management, developing your brand, or strategic media advice, you need to reach out to Atharva Marcom on 9901-742-544. And now to our conversation with Rupal. Hi, Rupal, and welcome to the show. This is the Health Tips Podcast, as you know, and, you know, we've been trying to get together and have this recording for a long time, but, you know, technology wasn't with us, and the last time we were together, it like kind of, you know, the recording went bad. So finally, we are together and, you know, over the phone and trying to get everything online. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure.
So tell me, Rupal, how did this whole yoga thing happen? I know that you've been, now you've been a celebrity yoga instructor, you've been a kettlebell instructor, and most important, you've been almost magical with infertility. So tell us how this whole journey happened from being a person in school or college and now being, a kind of savior to so many people who want to have children and you use yoga to do that.
Of course. So I started yoga when I was in school, and I was very inspired by my father. And he prompted me to, take it up later after I finished school and then, take it after college. I was never into academics, but then I realized that the more you learn, the more joy you get out of it when you see results in people. So I learned yoga in the year 2009, and I started practicing in the beginning. I did a various number of, diplomas and courses and all that. But I understood out of it that till you do not get the practice, it's not about theory, it's basically a lifestyle. So till you do not practice it, it's not going to work on you.
So tell me, how did you go about, because I know for a fact that unlike the other, many other yoga teachers, you spend hours and hours and many, a lot of time understanding human psychology, human physiology, and really trying to attune, and it's not just infertility that you've been dealing with, you've been almost absolutely amazing on problems like back and, muscular issues and back pain. So how did you turn yoga into something very, very clinical and something which got definite results?
Yes, I do specialize at back issues and infertility. I got into it when more and more people started coming to me with the same kind of problems, whether it's working class, whether it's people from the, when people who are taking care of homes and their kids. Everything you do in life, it's basically a lifelong job. And when certain common things that you do every day give you issues, that's when you decide that, okay, now it's time that, how you can use your knowledge to heal that. That's where I started focusing more on, seeing where the problem lies, why people are having so many back issues, why infertility. Earlier, there was nothing like infertility. People wouldn't even talk about it because it was supposed to be an omen that, somebody is not able to conceive. They did not understand the power of simple yoga techniques that could really help them. And same thing goes with the back issues. So I guess it's just over time and lots of patience and,
So without taking names, tell us some interesting case studies who failed in every other possible way and then finally came to you and you were able to help them with their problems.
Yes, sure. So the thing is that I had this lady who was already training under somebody else, And she came up to me, she had gone through her IVF 3 times, and she had resorted to all sorts of means. You can say homeopathy, you can say Ayurveda, you can say, you know, but she never resorted to yoga. She already had an instructor, and the instructor never even once mentioned that yoga could help her. She just kept saying to her that you need to be fit, but she did not understand the depth of the subject that she's getting into. And I used to train her husband, and the husband told me that this is a problem. In the beginning, she was very, very, you know, very hesitant to even discuss things with me, because she had learned something else from her instructor. Within 2.5 months' time, I told her to completely, the first month went in detoxing, so no medication, nothing. And there were certain Ayurvedic medicines that I believe, Ayurveda and yoga go hand in hand. So there were certain Ayurvedic medicines with the help of a doctor that I have by my side 24/7 whenever I want. I told her to just continue taking one or two medications, and yoga was with that. So first month went in detoxification, second month I started with the infertility yoga, and after the second and third month was the time when I really wanted her to just have faith in me and go ahead. And on the fourth month, she conceived. So, yeah. So it took me like 4 months. That was like the earliest that I got results in my infertility yoga. Then there was one more where a person had had issues with blood circulation. Usually the people think that it is only women, but even men have issues, and it is very common, and people should not be ashamed of bringing up these issues among people, and people should support them. This is the one most important thing that I want to bring up in today's interview, that I come across a lot of people and they are very hesitant to bring it up and share their problems with anybody. If they do not talk to someone who can help you, then their problem will never be solved. So yoga is the thing. You can definitely conceive with yoga. You just need to be persistent and patient.
So for a person who has never done yoga before, how do they start? What kind of a duration should they start with? And what is, you know, not everyone can have the benefit of having somebody as amazing as a teacher like you. So how can they, how can they judge whether the teacher is good or not? And what is a good teacher? And how do they get to understand whether the person is doing the right thing on them? Because some people actually have been injured in yoga. So what kind of precautions one should take, you know, when starting off on a yoga program?
There's no good teacher or bad teacher, because a teacher is basically a teacher, and the student must follow what the teacher says. But it is also the student's right to tell the teacher that, okay, this is my limit. As far as the duration is concerned, every person, the teaching skills are different, the school of teaching is different. So it depends on the type of yoga that you are following. There's Ashtanga yoga, there's hot yoga, and all sorts of different kinds of yoga that have come up now. So it depends on the kind of technique. If you're a beginner, you always start slow. Classical yoga is the best in the beginning. And then you can, once you get, you know, used to that, and when you get a hang of the movement, you are mobile enough where you can just go, then you can push yourself to any class you want. But in the beginning, it is very important to take it slow, learn the breathing techniques, and then go ahead with it. And if you're in the beginning itself, if you have a problem because of which you have resorted to yoga, then again also you start with classical yoga and the problems to discuss with the teacher, and then we prepare a routine. That's how I go about it. So it doesn't matter when you're starting. The idea is about the initiative. You take the initiative, start, whichever the teacher is, doesn't matter. Just make sure that they are certified and go ahead with them. Have faith in your teachers, and I'm sure that, you know, definitely there'll be a difference in whatever health issues or fitness they need from them.
Okay, Rupal, suppose, you know, the takeaway from this, from the hundreds and thousands of people listening to this around the world. So suppose you had to tell them 3 things to do starting tomorrow which would bring about a change in their life right away, what would you tell them? Just three things which they need, the action points which they can do starting tomorrow, which can change their life right away.
The first thing would be lots and lots of water. Very, very important in the fast-paced life. All over the world, people forget to have water. They tend to miss their water intake. That's when it comes to food. Second is, I really wish that every single person on the face of earth would be able to do this. Take a minute off every 2-3 hours. Sit back, relax, focus on your breath. It's also called 1-minute meditation. So whether you're in happy mood, whether you're going through some kind of stress, whether you're in the middle of work, whether you're doing any kind of activity, you can definitely do this. Give yourself a minute, sit back, relax, no thoughts at all, and just breathe. Look around, give yourself that much time, and then get back to work. So meditation helps in all possible ways. It makes you even more flexible, you know that? That's without doing a thing. So that is one thing. And the third thing I would say is always believe in the higher reality. So there's always someone or something above you, a power that is working for you. Always be thankful to that power. You can say in the name of God, in the name of Almighty, in the name of whatever you believe in. There's that source of energy always standing with you.
Wow, that's really awesome. I think everybody's lives are going to change dramatically just taking these three steps as they start doing it from tomorrow. So, Rupal, what are your future plans? I know that you've launched your website. How can people reach out to you, and what are all the activities that you're planning to do in the future?
As of now, I'm trying to get as much knowledge as possible in fertility and back issues. I have recently started my yoga research on infertility for people who do not want to go for IVF and get directly into yoga and, you know, help them out most. I've tied up with a few doctors. Also, my future plans, as in, you know, far away future, I really plan to be able to certify people and spread the knowledge of yoga and be able to make yoga a therapeutic form of exercise where people can come and heal, not only mentally, but physically, emotionally, morally, in all possible ways. Where I can spread it, and every house, every single person should be able to do yoga, at least the most basic exercises by themselves, so that they can always live healthy and breathe healthy.
So, Rupal, how do people get in touch with you? How do they reach out to you?
They can definitely reach out to me via my website. It's www.rupalbhutanex.com. And they could mail me at sidhpura.rupal or maybe sidhrupal@gmail.com.
Wow. That's awesome, Rupal. So that was amazing to talk to you, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to benefit. All the best for the future, and I hope this time with no technology snaps come in as compared to the last time, and this interview goes absolutely fine. So all the best for the future, and it was great talking to you.
Thank you so much, Karan. Thank you.
Thank you, Rupal. That was an amazing conversation. I'm sure it's going to benefit a lot of people. If you like this, you can give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you, Atharva Marcom, India's leading public relations firm, for all the support. You can reach out to us by email at Tandarost, that's TANDAROST @gmail.com.